It should be noticed that this new dominant worldview is a view which is exactly opposite from that of the founding fathers who founded this country. Now, not all the founding fathers of this country were individually, personally Christians. That certainly is true. But nevertheless, they founded the country on the base that there is a God who is the creator. Now I come to the next central phrase. Who is the creator who gave the inalienable rights? We must understand something very thoroughly. If the state gives the rights, it can take them away. They're not inalienable. If the state gives the rights, they can change them and manipulate them. But this was not the view of the founding fathers of this country. They believed, though not all of them were individual Christians, that there was a creator, and that this creator gave the inalienable rights. This upon which our country was founded, and which has given us the freedoms which we still have, even the freedoms which are being used now to destroy the freedoms. The reason that these freedoms were there is because they believed there was somebody who gave the inalienable rights, which indeed, therefore, limited the power of the state and the government specifically by these inalienable rights. But if we have the view that the final reality is material or energy, which has existed forever in some form, we must understand this view never, never, never would have given the rights which we now know, and which, unhappily, I say to you, those of you who are Christians, too often you take all too often as much for granted. You forget that the freedoms we have had in Northern Europe after the Reformation, in the United States is an extension of that, as would be out Australia or Canada or New Zealand and so on. You forget that the freedoms which we have are absolutely unique in the world.